Flow Capital plans to tokenize $150 million private credit fund on DigiFT. Flow Capital is planning to tokenize $150 million private credit fund through DigiFT, a Singapore-regulated tokenization venue, according to a Bloomberg report published April 17, 2026, and picked up by Cointelegraph the same morning. The stated goal is to use tokenized shares to raise additional capital for the fund. The report does not yet specify the token standard, the chain, the settlement asset, or the minimum investment size. DigiFT issues tokens on Ethereum and runs an exchange licensed by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, which constrains who can buy the paper once it is live. A mid-sized private credit fund, Triza Chain Private Credit has become one of the largest pools of capital looking for a public market-style wrapper. Traditional allocation happens through limited partner agreements, quarterly reporting, and long lockups. A tokenized version promises faster primary issuance, a secondary market among accredited investors, and 24/7 settlement, rather than month-end cycles. Flow Capital's $150 million is small by private credit standards. Apollo, Ares, and Blackstone each run credit books in the hundreds of billions. But it is a meaningful size for a single tokenized issue, and it lands in the band that DigiFT has been targeting. Earlier DigiFT listings have sat between $30 million and a few hundred million per fund, aimed at accredited investors in Singapore, Hong Kong, and Switzerland. Why DigiFT and why now DigiFT holds a capital market services license and a recognized market operator license from MAS? That combination lets it do primary issuance and run a secondary venue, something most tokenization platforms cannot offer in one shop. For a fund manager, the appeal is practical. A DigiFT listing tokenizes the fund shares, gives accredited buyers an on-chain entry point, and lets those buyers rotate in and out without waiting for a redemption window. The manager gets a distribution channel that reaches crypto-native treasuries, family offices, and stablecoin-heavy pools that would never touch a paper subscription form. The timing is consistent with a broader push into tokenized credit this year. Apollo's Acrid Fund went live on several chains in 2025. Franklin Templeton's FOBXX expanded to more venues, and BlackRock's BUIDL crossed $2 billion assets. Flow Capital is smaller, but the structure it is reaching for is the same. Take a slow, high-yield private fund, wrap it in a token, and sell secondary liquidity as the key feature. What the Bloomberg report does not say. There are still open questions. Flow Capital has not confirmed the deal publicly at the time of writing, and DigiFT has not issued a press release. The Bloomberg report is attributed to people familiar with the matter rather than a signed agreement. Three details matter and are not yet public. First, whether the tokens will be sold in US dollars, USDC, or another stablecoin. Tokenized private credit funds have increasingly settled in USDC, which simplifies subscription and redemption for crypto-native buyers. Second, the investor eligibility band. DigiFT historically requires accredited or institutional status, which limits the addressable buyer pool to a small slice of the wallet universe. Third, the yield and fee structure. Private credit typically pays 8% to 12% gross, with management fees that eat 1% to 2% of that. Until those terms land, it is hard to rank this against existing tokenized credit products. But the direction is clear enough. A mid-sized private credit manager choosing a Singapore-regulated token venue over a traditional fund administrator is another data point in the same trend line. A slow shift in where credit lives, tokenized real-world assets passed $15 billion in total value earlier this year, led by tokenized treasuries and money market funds. Private credit is a newer leg of that growth. If Flow Capital's deal closes as reported, it becomes one of several mid-size issuances, testing the theory that credit, not cash, is the next wave of RWA supply. For retail crypto users, none of this changes anything directly. A $150 million tokenized credit fund is not something you can add to your wallet alongside your stablecoins. It is a private market instrument that happens to live on-chain. The nearer-term consumer effect is indirect. More yield products competing for stablecoin balances, and more on-chain demand for the stablecoins used to settle these funds.